What is going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to yet another episode of the Mistakes Were Made podcast. My name is The Real Spoons, and here with me today is none other than Jeff Keighley. Jeff, welcome. It's great to have you.
Yeah, it's good to be here.
Yeah?
It's not even his voice. I don't even know how to do his voice. I just got out of Stranding.
Just got out of Stranding?
Death Stranding.
Death Stranding.
Yeah. It's a midnight game. It's going to win game of the year because I'm in it. No, I don't think so.
Really?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, well, that's a good segue for, well, this is Bags, obviously, yes, with me here at Bags Gaming on the Twitter sphere. We just recorded the Just Because podcast. Definitely check it out if you haven't already. Episode 16 is what we just recorded, so hopefully it's up.
Yeah, it is 16.
By the time we did this.
Hopefully this one gets up soon.
Yeah, we'll see. We have not uploaded the last few, but, you know, we might just... I think we should save them all, and one day we just upload every single... Yeah, this would be great. You know?
It's like 2021. It's like, what, game of the year 2019? What?
Hey, man. We should do game of the year. We should look through the nominees.
Game of the decade, because the decade's ending.
That's true.
We should do that. You know, so the last episode, we put a pin and a date for the next episode, December 27th.
Yeah.
We should do game of the decade then, if we podcast that day.
We should. But yeah, anyway, today... We're going to discuss, bulk of the discussion will be the Game Awards.
Which is tomorrow.
Tomorrow night.
Destiny Raid time.
I'll have it on while I'm raiding.
Okay.
Don't worry.
I'm going to really try to be on. So, like, just so you know, my tentative is, like, I'm giving it 90% to try and get on. Because I should have, like, I don't want to talk about this too much, but I've just been super busy lately, and I want some time to just sit down and play something. Like, okay. I just want to, like, my mind's going 1,000 different places. I just need to sit and do that.
And think about raid mechanics.
Well, this raid, actually, we did it once, so I know it is. But anyway,
yeah,
you can continue.
Yeah, we're going to talk about the Game Awards just because they're tomorrow, and we're going to go through most of the categories and kind of give our take on what we think should win, and that should be fun, but we like to kick off the show by just talking about what we've been playing lately. So, Bags, I'll throw it over to you. What games you've been digging into? I know Sekiro's on that list big time.
Yeah. Sekiro, still grinding to try and beat it. I think I'm at the end. I think I just got a few, like, one more area I got to go through, and then I'll have the end fights, and that'll be it.
Yeah.
I'm kind of debating. Like, I think I mentioned in the last podcast to you, I used a flash drive to back up my Sekiro save.
Mm-hmm.
It's so I can go back and beat the other endings.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking, and I'll get into this more when we talk about Game of the Year, but I like this game so much. If I'm going to do that, I might just do a whole new playthrough.
Jesus Christ.
And I say that because... Like, I've grasped, like, the mechanics so much.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think I can just, like, power through most of the game. Maybe not all the bosses, but I can take care of scrubs that I didn't on the first go-through.
You know, it makes me happy that, like, you caught the Souls bug.
Oh, dude, I fucking love this game.
Like,
love this game.
Like, when you first experience... I know, like... I don't know if you've played, like, any of the Souls games.
I played a little bit of Bloodborne.
But, like, once there's, like, one of those Souls games that, like, just you just get hooked on, it's just, like, there's no better feeling, man.
This actually,
like, it's awesome.
So I'll talk about all this stuff when we talk about the Game of the Year, like, nominees. So I've been playing Sekiro. I'm at the end, definitely the last, like, 20%, I'd say, of the game.
Okay.
Playing some Link's Awakening still. Picking away at that. I'm going away next week, so I'm probably going to play a lot of that
stuff. Extremely good. Like,
yeah, I want to beat it so awesome. I can, like, trade it in and get some more stuff. Maybe Luigi's Mansion 3 or Star Wars. Been really
Star
into Star Wars.
Wars
content
I would
lately.
Get Star Wars. Like,
I want it
especially
so
if you're in the Sekiro.
Yeah,
like, just playing another sort of, like,
yeah.
Soulsy-ish game.
So that Destiny 2, I haven't been able to play as much as you guys. Our group has kind of gotten back into Destiny 2 lately.
Feels so good. I'll tell
you. It's
ya.
Great. I love that we raided last week. Was it last week? Last Monday?
Yeah, raided
twice.
Tuesday,
I think.
We did the raid, and then we did Last Wish.
Yeah.
So yeah, we've raided twice in the last 2 week span. I wish I've been able to play more. I just haven't been able to get on as much, but I have raided and stuff.
Yeah.
I think that's about it. I want to jump back into. I was playing Celeste.
Mm-hmm.
First playthrough of Celeste. Because it was free, I think, on Epic. I want to jump back into that.
Yeah.
I don't know when I'll have the time.
Gotcha.
But, yeah, that's pretty much.
Any Game Pass titles you've been playing?
I downloaded The Outer Worlds, and I want to give it a shot. But I want to beat Sekiro, honestly. But if I'm going to play any single-player stuff, I want to beat Sekiro first.
Yep.
And I've thought about jumping back in and trying Bloodborne again. I did start Bloodborne, didn't get that far.
Yeah.
Then Sekiro came out, and like I didn't get Bloodborne on release. I was never really a Souls guy.
Yeah.
But I borrowed it from a friend and played it a little bit. I might, but I know I think I'd rather play Star Wars because it's more.
Yeah.
Because from my, and correct me if I'm wrong, because you've played all three Dark Souls or one and three.
I've played all three. I only beat the first one.
Okay.
I played a good amount of three and a little bit of two. I didn't really like two.
Yeah. So
And I played a lot of Bloodborne.
From what I've seen.
Yeah.
Like the Souls games is more about dodging and shit, using your Invince frames.
Yeah.
Sekiro is more about parrying. Like you really need to parry. So I don't know. Like I'm so geared towards Sekiro combat right now.
Right.
If I jump into Dark Souls, I'm gonna have to change like everything.
So, that's true. Although in like Dark Souls games, because you can like change your weapons. I don't know if you can. Can you do that in Sekiro? Like,
no, you just have your sword, which I prefer. I like that it's not so complicated.
Yeah.
But yeah, you can just have your sword.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I mean, you have other weapons, but your sword is the main one. Main weapon.
Gotcha. Yeah, you can change your weapons in Dark Souls. I believe even in the first one. And some of them are better at parrying. So you can still parry in Dark Souls.
Maybe I'll give Bloodborne like another shot or get Dark Souls.
It's just like a majority of the people, I guess, just like use dodging. Cause, like, that's,
yeah. No, Sekiro, like you still get dodge, like Invince frames.
Yeah.
And
it seems like the formula was like flipped, where it's
kind
like,
of yeah,
like, you know,
because you like all right, I'll get more into the mechanics of Sekiro when we talk about game of the year, but yeah, just that stuff for the most part. Yeah,
cool.
A couple games I want to get into, but just
done,
you know, eventually.
Cool. Yeah, for me, let's see. I've been playing obviously a lot of Destiny 2. That's been the main jam. I'm really enjoying that, especially since, like, you know, it was basically me and, like, our buddy Ricky that, like, we would play sort of more often than, like, the other guys. But now that, like, everyone's sort of getting into it, and we even have, like, someone we've befriended our friend's cousin who's basically on all the time. He's a beast of Destiny, and he's in high school, so he's got a ton of free time. He's basically on, like, every day.
What'd I give for that amount of free time?
Yeah. But that's been great to, like, have someone that's, like able to teach us everything and, like, introduce us to this content that we've never done before, especially, like, raid content. Like, you know, we don't, like, it would take twice the amount of time if, like, one of us had to look up what these mechanics were, because then we would have to try to understand it. And all that stuff. So that's been great. Anyway, playing Destiny 2. I've also been playing Rocket League. Rocket League is one of those games where I
forgot you started playing Rocket League.
Yeah, I'm still playing it. Like, I love playing it. It's one of those games where it's like, if I have 20 minutes to play, I'm not going to boot up Destiny. I'm going to just boot up Rocket League, play two games, three games, and just, you know, just have fun with that. So that's been a lot of fun. Luigi's Mansion 3. Been chipping away at that. I've also played some Gears because the new Tour of Duty started today, which is basically the new season for Gears. They introduced like Free for All and a bunch of other stuff, new characters and all that. But I was trying to like grind out, do a little last minute grinding because I didn't max out the Tour of Duty for the last season.
Mm-hmm.
Doing a little last minute grinding, just getting some stuff. So I got that. What else? I feel like there's been other stuff.
Oh, did you? I want to try it. I know our buddy did, but Halo Reach. Mm. Did you jump into that?
I did. I did jump into Halo Reach. I played maybe like 30 minutes to an hour of it or something like that.
Like multiplayer or campaign?
Yep. Yeah, played some multiplayer. Played some Griftball, which was a lot of fun.
I want us all to get it so we can play it. Yeah. Is there Forge and Reach, like, in that? Can you?
Oh, it's the Master Chief Collection. I think Forge is in it, but it might not be in it yet for PC. Okay. I'm not entirely sure, though.
Like, some of us who already have Game Pass will play, like, the Halos as they come out.
Yeah.
I think when 3 comes out, that's when, like, the collective, our group of gamer friends.
Yeah, that's fine with me. Yeah.
Halo 3 was, like, the pinnacle.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, so I played some Reach, some Slayer, and some
SWAT.
I didn't get into a SWAT game, unfortunately. SWAT. Yeah, couldn't find a match for it because it was right when it kind of came out, so they were having like server issues and
shit.
Got it.
Master Chief Collection server issues.
That's crazy. It wasn't like too bad. It was just like I basically like had to end up selecting all the game modes, but Griftball, because I didn't want to play Griftball.
Oh, okay.
And then it would just like put me into one of those game modes and just happen to be Slayer, I guess, because more people were playing that or something. But yeah, fun. I mean, I suck at Halo, but still feels really good on PC.
Halo's really for like I'm not good at it either, but it was like for the moments, the Forge and the, like that's what I remember playing Halo.
You know, it's funny too because
SWAT. SWAT was my favorite game mode in Halo.
You know, I was actually, I got two different thoughts here, but like, I was watching some streamer or something like that, and he was talking about, firefights in Halo. It's like their horde mode or whatever. And he was like,
yeah, they took that from Gears. That was like inspired by Gears.
He was basically saying like Destiny should do that because it's Bungie. So they definitely have people that were on that firefight team.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
And they should like, Destiny is like, why is there no like horde mode? Like that's, it's kind of like built for
I guess you could do horde-ish kind of modes, certain missions, like if you just hang in an area. But I mean, I guess you're right. Like that, doing that, the waves in quotations will never get harder. It's just the same over and over again. So I mean, maybe like a mode like that. Like the higher you last, like the better the loot is you get.
Yeah, it could be something like that. Definitely. You know?
That's good.
But yeah, actually, it's funny with Halo. I was on Twitter and basically, you know, it's coming to PC or it's on PC Halo Reach. And I guess there was a beta test for it that like certain people got into and there were issues with it being on PC where like the reaction times weren't great, but they fixed that for the full release. But it's funny because most people on, like I'm watching like big streamers, like people like Summit and things like that. And they're actually, considering like playing on controller because there are so many people on PC on controller that are just gods because Halo, like, you know,
Halo's like the OG,
right?
Like Halo's like an OG,
exactly,
like competitive FPS.
So I've seen like memes and stuff where it's like people are like, when your friend tells you
it might be optimized better for controller than it is for,
it could be
like
they fixed it from like the beta, but I've seen like memes and stuff when it's like it says like, when your friend tells you that he's going to stomp on controller noobs in Halo Reach on PC, and then, like, your face is just like, you know, like sure you will, you know, because there's so many fucking people that are just gods.
Yeah, yeah.
So, Halo has been fun.
I downloaded it. I just haven't, I've either played Destiny or haven't had the time to play anything.
Yeah. I mean, it's on Game Pass. So I was like, I'll try it.
Yeah, that's why I did
it.
Same thing with The Outer Worlds. I want to give it a shot.
Yeah.
I want Control to come to Game Pass.
Yeah, Control.
It's rumored to come to Game Pass.
Yeah, Phil Spencer said it was, and then the developer said it wasn't at this time.
I think it is, and Phil Spencer just jumped the gun.
They're going to announce it at the Game Awards, potentially,
so?
Yeah.
Finish what you were playing. I keep feeling like I interrupted.
No, it's all right. I'm trying to think if there's other Game Pass games that I've played. I played a little bit of Minute. Remember that game Minute?
Yeah, I wanted to try it. I actually got it for free.
Oh, it's on Game Pass now anyway, so.
I got it for free on Epic,
same.
So I have it there, but.
Really cool game.
Yeah.
Like, really cool game. Like, it's, you know, there's only like 60-second runs or whatever, but it's just like addictive. Like you want to just keep getting further and further with each run. So really, really awesome game. Definitely recommend it to anyone listening. It's called Minute, M-I-N-I-T, and basically the premise of the game.
Jared Petty loved that game.
Right, Jared Petty, formerly Kinda Funny, member. But it basically, it's like a top-down, sort of like Pokemon-style like view sort of game, and you start. You have 60 seconds to just do something in the world. So you can unlock like new abilities and all that, and now, then you can
whatever you do in the world. Does that reset after the minute?
So if you hit certain checkpoints, you'll after the 60 seconds are gone, you spawn at that checkpoint instead. But then you still only have 60 seconds to like do something.
Yeah, but I mean that's the only way to progress the
right. Like, but it's just a really cool like idea where it's like, you know, you have 10 seconds left, and then all of a sudden you like hit something. You're like, "Oh shit, that does that!"
Yeah.
And then the time expires, and you're like, "All right, I know, I know exactly where I need to go. I need to hit this thing." And then once you hit that thing, like something else happens, and it's like, "Okay, yeah, I have 30 seconds left now. Like, let's see what else I can figure out." So it's just a game of just figuring shit out, and it's really cool.
Yeah, I've been meaning to try and jump into it.
Yeah, but it's definitely not one of those games where you play it for hours on end.
Right.
It's
right.
Just like. Like it's a perfect Switch game, if that makes sense, you know. Like
Speaking of Switch, do you have anything else?
I think that was it. Yeah.
I got my sister a Switch Lite for Christmas. I texted you about this. It's a lot smaller than I thought it would be.
Is it lighter?
I actually only got the box. Like I gave it to her, and I'm like, you know, here you go.
Oh right. Did she leave yet?
Yeah, she went back. Okay. Yeah. I gave the box was tiny. It just took me back on how tiny it was. I recommended Celeste to her, not for the difficulty, for the story. I think it would have resonated with her, and she started playing it because there's the easy mode for that game, and she liked it. She's saying she just liked it. So.
Cool.
So yeah, but just like the size of the Switch Lite, I was thrown off by it. Like, it's really small.
Yeah, it definitely I guess can seem deceiving in like the photos and stuff because it kind of looks just like a Switch, and you assume it's gonna be the same size. I haven't seen one in person, but like I can imagine it being shorter.
The Joy-Cons don't come off.
Yeah. The thing with that bothers me though is that like because I was looking to get one for Maria. It doesn't dock.
What you should do if you want to get a second one is, like for her, like she's not, like I don't live with her. Like her boyfriend already has a Switch that they can dock, whatever. So I just got her that. But you should get the one with the red box. Like there's and it's got a better battery.
Better battery,
like,
yeah.
Like if you're gonna get her Switch, get her that one. Yeah, that's the best one now.
Inevitably
they make they've already made a light version. I'd put my money on them making like a more powerful version.
Like at this point I probably won't get her one just because like from our gaming habits, like usually we're just playing on TV downstairs anyway, it's like it's always there. But like when the Switch Lite was announced, I was like, oh, like I should get this for her. And then when I realized it doesn't dock, I'm like,
you can't dock it.
And then hook up a wireless controller.
You can dock the regular Switch without taking the Joy-Cons off. So why?
Yeah, like
you just dock it.
I have a Pro controller. Like, can I not hook that up to the Switch Lite?
Unless the USB-C plug is not on the bottom of the Switch Lite, and I'm not really. Actually, my sister sent me a picture of it.
It could be it. What color did you get her?
The blue one.
Blue. It's like a neon blue, isn't it? Aren't all the colors like a neon-ish?
I deleted it by accident. Yeah, it's like a light blue.
Gotcha.
It's pretty light. There is a gray one, too.
Is she going to get any other games, you think?
I'd assume. She plays games with her roommates. That's why I got it for her.
Yeah. You know, it sucks that, like, there's no game share functionality. Because, like, I'm sure you have, like, games on there.
I think there is. It's just super complicated.
Yeah. Or it's like you can't, like, be logged in to like the same account or some shit.
You can't play at the same time, shit like that. But she was playing Celeste on the plane. I think she likes it. She said she was beat. I'm like, are you playing on the easy mode? Because I told her.
Yeah.
I'm like, I really like this story. I think you would like it because it resonates with you. Like.
Yeah.
But it's super hard, and there's like an easy mode just to get through the story. So I think you should play that. And she said it was hard still, but she was getting through it. I don't know. But
you think she would play like Super Mario Odyssey Maybe. Like games like that.
I mean, maybe. Like, she plays Smash Brothers.
Like Breath of the Wild. I don't know if that's like too much.
She'll play like Smash. Mario Kart, Smash Brothers, maybe Party, Mario Party. She definitely is into Animal Crossing.
That's one of the reasons I cannot wait.
That's one of the reasons I got it for. Because she's like, well, we're so excited for Animal Crossing. I'm like, you know, you can't like play at the same time. I mean, maybe you could, but. But I don't know. Anyway, I got her. I got her. Maybe. Anyway. But anyway, let's get into the topic.
She should get Luigi's Mansion.
The tots.
Yeah.
Topic of the show.
Okay, so the Game Awards. I'm gonna save Game of the Year for last. All right. So we're gonna start out with Best Action Game nominees. We're gonna go through the nominees, give our opinion on who should win, and that'll be that. So Action Game of the Year nominees. Leonardo DiCaprio, Apex Legends, Astral Chain, Call of Duty Modern Warfare, Devil May Cry 5, Gears 5, and Metro Exodus.
I've only played one.
No, you've played Gears 5 and Apex.
Oh, that's true. Apex came out this year.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy, right? It does not seem like it. That's what always happens, too. There's always these games that come out in like the March, like March and prior. And you're always just like, that came out this year? Like, that always happens. I mean, like there was games last year where I was like, that was this year?
I'm saying Gears just because I have a bias. I really liked Apex. I'm not going to lie. And like I want to play Apex again. Apex is one of those things, like, we all played it. It's one of those games. It's like Destiny 2. It's like the H1Z1. It's like we all played it, and that was, like, cool.
And it's free to play too. Which is nice.
I mean, I'm gonna say Gears because I think that's a more polished game. I think Gears should be on the Game of the Year list personally.
Yeah.
From
the story alone.
So this is Best Action Adventure.
Just action game.
But what were the other nominees?
It was the Metro Exodus, Devil May Cry 5, Call of Duty Modern Warfare, and Astral Chain from Switch.
I listen to gaming podcasts all the time. From what I've heard, I think it's between Gears and Devil May Cry.
Okay.
And my gut tells me Devil May Cry is going to win.
All right.
My vote is Gears.
I feel like Call of Duty is kind of a sleeper here because, like, It's Call of Duty, but I've heard like amazing feedback from like just the gameplay.
Yeah,
of Call
I hear
of Duty.
The gameplay is good, but like everybody bitches about the map design, and the spawns and all that shit.
Yeah,
like,
so I just feel like that has a chance. I hope Gears wins. I think it's actually between Gears and Apex because Apex still has like a huge pull. When it comes to
I mean, I'd be okay VR. With Apex winning. Like, I want Gears to win, but I'd be okay with Apex winning.
Yeah. All right. So let's see. Next category here: action adventure game. Here we go. So normally we don't answer. Okay, never mind. This is a bot in our channel. This is a bot in our channel.
I can't see for you.
Welcome. It's just like, it's a pleasure to meet you. Great. Thank you for doing and streaming. And it says exactly what our title is. Just Because Podcast Live. I'm about to design amazing, overlay and logo for your streaming. We have an overlay, actually, and a logo. So I appreciate it. So action adventure game. Borderlands 3, Control, Death Stranding, Resident Evil 2, Link's Awakening, and Sekiro.
This is a tough one. Wait, what's that one? What's this category?
Action adventure game.
So I got a thing with, like, I don't think Resident Evil 2 or Link's Awakening should be on any list. Like, I just don't.
I agree.
It's against my. I'm not saying they're bad games. I just don't think they should be considered for the remakes. Like, half the work, like the story work and shit, was already done. Like, I just don't think that should be there.
The adventure has been done before.
So it was Link's Awakening, Resi 2,
Control, Borderlands 3, Death Stranding, Sekiro.
And what was it? What was the category? Action Adventure.
Action Adventure, yeah.
My vote is Sekiro.
Yeah?
Because I fucking love that game. Do I think it's going to win?
I don't know.
This, it might win.
Yeah.
I think it might win this category.
I honestly think it's going to end up being between Sekiro and Control. Just from the feedback I've heard about Control.
Like, Control was IGN's game of the year.
Yeah.
Which,
so,
I was surprised by.
Me too.
But I fucking, like, I haven't played Control. And I love Sekiro. Like, I don't think Sekiro's gonna, well, you know, whatever. I'll get to that later.
I just hope these remakes don't.
I don't think the remakes should win. I'm not trying to take anything away from them. I just don't think a remake should be in the conversation.
Exactly, yeah. No, I mean, I agree. I think remakes, like, if they're someone's personal game of the year, that's totally fine.
Yeah.
But remakes build on nostalgia so much.
Yeah.
That it's just unfair to games that don't. Like, Control has no nostalgia.
Uh-huh.
I guess unless you're super into Quantum Break or something, and, like, you just love Remedy games or something like that. But it just, they have an advantage just because of nostalgia, and I don't think that's fair when you're doing, like, game of the year or like game awards sort of stuff.
No,
but if
I
it's your
agree.
Personal one, that's fine.
No, I
it's
agree.
Just
like I'm playing, you know, Link's Awakening right now, and I'm loving it, but I can't, like, wholeheartedly say, like, this should be game of the year,
right?
Because it's
and
a
like
remake, like, I just don't agree with it.
Yeah, exactly.
There is a game on that is left out that would, I think, would win.
Action Adventure.
No, like, game of the year, but we'll get there. When
get
there.
All right. Yeah, Gears 5. Come on.
That's another. All right. I have two points that I
can
get there.
So, art direction. This is also powered by Samsung QLED. So, best art direction. Control, Death Stranding, Gris, Sayonara,
Wild
Hearts, Sekiro, and Link's Awakening.
See, like the problem is I haven't played all these games. It's tough when you haven't played them all.
I've just
do this.
Watched.
Like, I've played Sekiro and I've played Link's Awakening.
I personally think that Death Stranding is going to win this one.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I don't think Sekiro is going to win. I don't think, like, From Software games are known for their art.
Yeah.
Link's Awakening is cool art, but it's, like, again, it's a remake, and it's, like, its own little niche thing. It's, like, a cartoony, like, kiddie thing.
They have, like, description of, like, what art direction is here. It says, like, for outstanding creative and or technical achievement in artistic design and animation.
I think Death Stranding
is going
to win. So,
like, does it get more creative than Death Stranding? The game where There were multiple trailers, and no one knew what the fuck was going on because everything was so fucking crazy.
I agree with you.
Like,
I think
that alone is, like, that's like, I mean, it's Kojima, and he's doing all this crazy shit, and somehow he tied it all together at the end, you know?
I think Death Stranding has the shot at this one, then. Yeah, I get your point.
Unless there's, like, one of these indie games that ends up winning, which, we haven't played, but...
They could.
You never know,
But I don't know.
There's always those indie upsets that happen. So, okay, let's see. Audio design. I feel like we don't really care that much about these. Gears 5 is in there. We'll win that. We'll skip audio design. Community support.
I say skip that one, too.
Yeah. Content creator of the year. Do you know any of these guys?
Ninja.
Is Courage
Ninja on there?
Well, let's see. Courage.
I know Courage.
Dr. Lupo.
I know him, yeah.
Ewok?
I don't know. I've never watched
Ewok. She's like a 14 or 15-year-old deaf girl who got popular on Twitch.
Oh, that's cool.
She signed a huge deal with Mixer.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
But she plays a lot of Fortnite. She's really cool, actually. Gref G, don't really know him. And Shroud.
I mean, I follow Shroud.
It's probably going to be either Shroud or
Courage.
Dr. Lupo does a lot of charity work. I feel like people would vote
for
him. This
one could be a crapshoot.
Yeah.
Between all of them. I mean,
I don't know who this Gref G guy is.
No, but I know Shroud. He's pretty popular.
Signed a huge deal with Mixer as well.
I watched Shroud when Apex came out. Like, that's who I watched to play Apex.
Yeah.
But I'm not versed enough in the other ones to know.
Yeah.
I'll say Shroud just because that's the only guy I watch.
You know what's funny about this? So Courage signed a huge deal with YouTube for YouTube streaming. No longer on Twitch.
Yeah.
Dr. Lupo just extended his Twitch agreement. Okay. A huge deal. Ewok moved to Mixer. This Gref guy, I don't know. Shroud moved to Mixer. So like, I feel like last year, everyone in this category was on Twitch. This year, this year, one person's on Twitch, and then once this Gref G guy
is. YouTube and Mixer, like, Mixer's the backing of Microsoft, so they have the money to throw to try and make Mixer a bigger thing.
Yeah.
So does YouTube, because YouTube's, you know, their revenue is massive because of fucking everything it's else Google. They do.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but that fact is making Twitch, you know.
Well, finally, Twitch decided to flex his muscles. I mean, it's got Amazon behind it.
They have to.
And they finally signed
Tim
the Tatman, Dr. Lupo, Lyric to all these huge contracts.
Doc? They have Doc still, right?
They have him. Yeah, Doc's on there, but they didn't say they extended him.
They might not know why.
But Doc just signed a huge deal with The Walking Dead.
They still
creator.
Have Lyric and stuff. They still have Lyric. They still have Tim the Tatman. Like, those are big
Summit,
streamers.
You know.
Summit 1G. Summit's in the pit.
Soda popping. Yeah.
Summit's in the pit.
Summit's in the pit, man. Yeah, so anyway, interesting category. Esports coach, we don't care about.
Yeah,
esports
don't
event.
Don't know that.
No, esports game of the year? You want to do this one or no?
Esports game of the year?
Yeah. All right, it's Counter-Strike, Dota 2, Fortnite, League of Legends, and Overwatch. It's going to be Fortnite probably, I would imagine.
I'd say Fortnite or Overwatch. Overwatch I've seen on late night ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
Like, shit like that.
Yeah. I think Dota 2's also been on ESPN.
Yeah, they have.
All right, we'll move to the next one. That one's just not for us. Esports host.
Don't know.
Couldn't tell you, man.
Don't know.
Esports player? No.
Don't know.
Esports team?
Don't know.
Family game. Here we go. Ready? All right. Nintendo here.
Yeah,
basically.
Of course.
Luigi's Mansion 3.
Uh-huh.
Ring Fit Adventure.
Uh-huh.
Super Mario Maker 2.
Uh-huh.
Super Smash Bros.
Uh-huh.
And Yoshi's Crafted World.
I don't think it's Super Mario Maker 2.
I have a feeling it's going to be Super Smash.
You think? I think it's going to be Luigi's Mansion with fucking Luigi.
Either Luigi's Mansion or Super Smash, but it's like...
Why isn't Pokemon on this?
That's a good point. I don't know.
I say it's Luigi's Mansion.
Maybe it's not family friendly.
I think it's Luigi's Mansion.
Yeah.
I don't think Smash is going to win anything.
The only reason I say Smash is just because, like, when you think of a family game, like, you think of the whole family playing it. And I feel like parents and things like that, they don't even know what Luigi's Mansion is. So, like, if they... I know, like, this has to do with, like, teams of people that know about games that are going to vote about it.
Uh-huh.
And, like, us voting. But I just, like, as family game, I guess
I get your point, but I still think Luigi's Mansion
is
going to win.
Right. Yeah, I hope Luigi's Mansion wins because it is really good so far. Fighting game. We'll skip that.
Yeah, I'm not Smash. That's the only one I play.
Fresh indie game. Recognizing a new independent studio that released its first game in 2019. I don't know any of these games, and I don't
this
think you
great
do.
Great content.
Oh, wait. No, this is... Well, no, we know these ones. These are the developers, but it says the game beneath it. Okay, Disco Elysium, the game. Gris.
Uh-huh.
My Friend Pedro.
Uh-huh.
Outer Wilds.
Mm-hmm.
Slay the Spire, and Untitled Goose Game. I think Untitled Goose Game.
Probably.
The people love that fucking game.
Yeah.
That's also presented by Subway. In case you're curious.
Jared.
All right, game direction. Awarded for outstanding creative vision and innovative in-game direction and design. Control, Death Stranding, Resident Evil 2, Sekiro, Outer Wilds.
I'll say Control or Outer Wilds.
Yeah, I feel like Outer Wilds, I played a little bit of this, didn't get into it.
It's very...
People fucking love it, though.
I know.
Apparently. Because
people love Fallout.
No, this is Outer Wilds, not Outer Worlds.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, different. Outer Wilds is the game. I don't know if you've seen it, but it's like kind of like Polygon art style, and like you move from planet to planet in like a ship.
Yeah, yeah.
You like run around or whatever.
I know of it. Yeah,
yeah. I played a little bit of it because it's on Game Pass. It was kind of cool, but like people like were getting all up in arms or like, you know, excited about like the story and like gameplay elements. Yeah. I didn't really see anything from like the hour or two I played that like made me lose my mind. But people love it, so I feel like this one could upset Game Direction. I think Control or Death Stranding also has a chance. Just because,
yeah, Death Stranding might, you know, take this one too.
Yeah, because it's his outstanding creative vision. So innovation, though, don't know how much innovation Death Stranding had from a mechanic standpoint.
It's a
standpoint.
Strand game.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. It's a Strand game.
It's a Strand game.
All right, games for impact. We're gonna skip this one because I don't know any of these really. Independent game.
Okay. I know what my vote is for this one.
Independent game. Baba Is You.
Nope, not that one.
Disco Elysium. No. Katana Zero. Outer Wilds or Untitled Goose Game.
I fucking love Katana Zero. It's so good.
Yeah, I hope that one wins. I remember seeing that one at
PAX.
Did
you play Katana Zero? If you didn't, you should. Like, it's really good.
I don't remember. Like, because that was when I was playing Dead Cells as well on my Switch, and I don't remember if I played Katana Zero while I was also playing Dead Cells.
Katana Zero is so good. Like, it's worth it.
Oh, wait.
You should play it.
I also played The Messenger on PC. There were so many games at that time that were, like, similar.
I just got The Messenger for free.
Yeah, that's what I was playing. Yeah, I got it free through Twitch, and then it was free on Epic.
Yeah. Katana Zero is definitely worth it. Like, I love that game.
Well, hopefully it wins.
Yeah, I hope so.
Mobile game. Call of Duty Mobile is going to win this one. Grindstone's a really fun game, but Call of Duty Mobile is probably going to win this one. Call of Duty Mobile is a lot of fun. Anyway, multiplayer game. Here we go. Apex, Borderlands, Call of Duty Modern Warfare, Tetris 99.
Ooh.
Forgot that came out this year.
Yeah. And really? Holy fuck.
The Division 2 also came out this year.
I was such a waste of money for me. I like barely played it.
Played a good amount of it. I actually was thinking about that the other day, that I should play it again. But I'm so into Destiny right now.
I've been so frugal with my money. Play both. Like, I'm like, I can't get a game unless I know I'm definitely going to play it.
Here's who I hope wins.
I hope
Tetris 99.
Tetris 99
I hope
wins.
It fucking crushes this category.
I don't think it will, though.
It won't, though. I think
Apex might win.
Apex or Call of Duty?
I don't think COD's going to win because of
really?
All the backlash
okay.
about the multiplayer stuff.
I hope Apex wins, though. Borderlands, I don't really see as like a multiplayer. Like, it's not like
it's
versus
it's
other people.
It's
yeah, it's a co-op game, right? So
I think Borderlands is good. It's not like none of these categories going to win good.
Yeah, which is surprising. Because that game was hyped beyond fucking belief.
It was
dude, people
to,
thought
it
was the second coming.
It was
right?
poised to take it this year.
Yeah.
This year is a weak year. Compared to the last 2 years we had, this is a really weak year. And
yeah.
next year is going to be a banger. It's going to be a ton of good games to play.
Fucking banger, man.
Do you have Last of Us 2,
Gears
Ghost
Tactics,
of
bro? Yeah, Ghost of Tsushima, Last of Us 2, Cyberpunk.
Yeah.
Fucking Doom,
yeah.
Animal Crossing. Jesus Christ, dude, that's in the first half of the
yeah,
year. That's
yeah.
in the first half of the
Not
year.
Not to mention we might get next gen next year.
Oh my God. It's going to be ridiculous. All right, so before we get to the next category, I'm going to take a break to play an ad, so feel free to listen to that if you're not listening live. And we're back. Thank you for listening to that. Help and support the podcast there. If you are listening live on twitch.tv/nookshots, there was no advertisement for you, so congratulations.
Congratulations.
And yeah. Anyway, next category. Narrative. Excuse me. Outer Worlds, Disco Elysium, Death Stranding, Control, and A Plague Tale.
See, it's hard because I haven't played any of these.
Yeah.
Like I, it's tough to like I was thinking about this just doing this. It's tough because we're not sponsored by anyone, but like we don't get these games. We can't just play them and then talk about them. So
right.
like I'm not buying. All
Maybe
these.
If they were added to Game Pass.
If they were, I would.
Come on.
I mean, Outer Worlds is like
yeah.
I meant to play that one, but I just haven't.
Yeah, Control. Come on. All right, here we go. Best ongoing game: Apex, Destiny 2, Final Fantasy 14, Fortnite, and Rainbow Six Siege.
I want Destiny 2 to win.
I think it won last year, best ongoing game.
I think Fortnite's going to win.
Fortnite might have won it last year. Yeah, I feel like it's between...
I think Overwatch won it last year.
Oh, ongoing? Okay.
Yes.
I think it's between Fortnite, Destiny, and Rainbow Six Siege. Rainbow Six Siege gets a lot of support.
Yeah, no, I agree with that, but I think Fortnite's going to win.
Honestly, I forgot about Rainbow Six Siege.
People love that shit.
They do, yeah. It's crazy.
Which is not a bad game. Like, we played it for a little bit. Like, it's not a bad game.
Just a very, like, tactical game.
Yeah, you got to put your time in to get good at that game.
Yeah. Similar, like, to Counter-Strike in that way, where it's, like, super tactical. Performance. This will be tough. All right, here we go. Ashley Birch.
Life is Strange.
The Outer Worlds.
Outer Worlds.
Courtney Hope from Control. Laura Bailey.
Gears.
Gears 5. Who is she in Gears?
She's Kate.
Good. Mads Mikkelsen, Death Stranding. Matthew Peretta in Dr. Cass. As in Control. Wow, there's two Controls in this. And Norman Reedus. Dude, Norman Reedus. The Death Stranding people are going to take this home.
I mean, again, like, I like Gears, so I'm going to vote for Kat Bailey. That was it. Was that who it was?
Laura Bailey. Kat Bailey.
She's from a news outlet.
Yeah.
I'm going to vote for her because that's the only game I really played. But
yeah.
But I mean, I know. You know.
I just want to point out, how weird is it that Norman Reedus and Mads Mikkelsen are in the list?
Right. Yeah, I don't even think Mads. Wait, no.
Mads Mikkelsen.
He does do the voice. The other guy doesn't do the voice. Del Toro.
Guillermo Del Toro.
Yeah. He doesn't do his voice. He only is mocapper, his likeness. He doesn't have the. That's not his voice.
Yeah. So, we'll see. But very interesting category.
We'll see.
All right, best RPG. Disco Elysium, Final Fantasy 14, Kingdom Hearts 3, Monster Hunter World, Iceborne, The Outer Worlds. This is a tough one. We're going to skip this one.
I think Outer Worlds will win.
Hopefully, yeah. Score and music. Blah, blah, blah. All right, sports racing game. Crash Team Racing. Dirt Rally. Fucking, who cares about this category? Jesus Christ.
It's tough when you don't play all these games.
Yeah. I gotta imagine it's tough too for like we listen to Kind of Funny and they're a judge in this. Mm-hmm. Like, we know they haven't played most of these games.
They don't vote in categories where they can't have a thing. Excuse me.
But I wonder how like how do they do? Like, let's say there's a category with five nominees. They've only played three of those nominees. I wonder if they still vote.
Yeah.
Because like, is that
it's
enough
a question
of a poll?
For Kind
of
Funny Games Daily?
It is. Yeah. VR AR game. Okay, so we're gonna go to game of the year. All right, game of the year nominees. Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
Are you prepared?
Yeah.
Untitled Goose Game. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, it's not it. Like, I've heard these so many times, but that's not it.
All right. Here we go. Ready?
Yeah.
Monster Hunter World. Iceborne. Okay.
That's not a game of the year either.
All right. Ready?
Yes.
Control.
Uh-huh.
Luigi's Mansion 3.
That's not Game of the Year.
Okay. Control. Death Stranding. Resident Evil 2.
Yes.
Sekiro.
Yes.
Gears 5.
No, that's not
in there.
Not.
Super Smash.
Yes.
The Outer Worlds.
Yes.
So, first off, I think we can both agree we don't want Resident Evil 2 to win.
Because no, I don't.
It's a remake.
I'm not trying to take anything from it. I just don't think it's a remake. It shouldn't be in there. It's like, if it was a remaster, wouldn't it be in there?
Yeah.
Like,
I feel
I
like there's
there.
There's certain categories it could be in. Art direction, I'm fine with that because they can redo art, like Link's Awakening, right?
Yeah, that's all the art is.
Audio
that's
design.
What a remake is. Like all the art audio is redone.
Yeah,
but they pretty much took the same story.
That would be like Resident Evil 2 being up for best narrative. It's like, well, that narrative has already been already told. Exists.
Yeah,
before.
Exactly. Like,
yeah,
I don't
so
agree with
I
that.
Think like there's certain categories that remakes should not be in.
Yeah, no, and I agree.
Game of the Year, action game, action adventure game, like it shouldn't be in.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't think it should. Nothing against it. I think I right. have it. I've been waiting to play it with friends. Like I want to play it. I just don't think it should be in the conversation, personally.
Agreed. All right, so what's left is Control, Death Stranding, Sekiro, Super Smash, and The Outer Worlds.
Super Smash, I mean, it's the weird cutoff thing. Like, it came out last year.
Super Smash is not going to win this.
I don't think it's going to win. It's I don't think it's going to win. It's only in there because of the weird cutoffs from last year, and from what I've heard, it was in the emails that, like, put... Like, it put it back into people's minds. That's why they like, nominated gotcha. It.
I also want to say, I don't think The Outer Worlds is going to win this.
I don't think so, either.
I think it's too similar to Fallout.
Yeah. I honestly think it's between Control and Death Stranding. Like, I think
those... No, Sekiro, huh? People love Sekiro.
I love Sekiro. Out. People love Sekiro.
Yeah.
But... The From Software game is, I think it's too niche to win it.
Okay.
It's my personal game of the year. Like, Sekiro's my game of the year. I fucking love it. I think it's great.
Yeah.
I'll vote for it. But I just think it's too niche for the masses to, like, wanna love it.
Okay. I feel like, when it comes to Souls games, like, Dark Souls won, I think, one game of the year. But that was because it was new.
Mm-hmm.
And... When it comes to Souls games, like, it's hard for a game to be considered game of the year because they're all kind of, like, so similar, like, mechanic-wise. But I feel like Sekiro, it has a higher chance than other, like, well, Bloodborne.
That's, like, I think that's why Gears 5.
What do you mean?
I think that's why Gears 5 isn't in this conversation.
Yeah, that
like,
could be
I
it.
Think it should be. Yeah. I think it should be
just
like,
from a story aspect, I think it should be. I think it should be in there over Super Smash Brothers, personally.
Yeah, I know.
Like,
I
there's
agree.
No
or,
reason.
Or Resi 2 Remake, yeah. But I think it should be in the conversation, but I think it's they didn't change enough from Core Gears to like for people to say, oh,
right.
This is like this should be there. Like
well,
Sekiro from,
like outside of the story?
Yeah, like gameplay okay. mechanics. Because,
like, story wise, like, you know,
no, the
whole
story
open
was
world.
Great.
Like, there's the open world aspect.
Yeah,
I
that
think
stuff
that,
is fine, but the actual core combat
yeah, no,
of the
I
game,
agree.
Like, I don't think they changed enough for it to be, like, considered
yeah.
in this. I think it's too much of the same.
And that's kind of like Outer Worlds for me. Is like,
it's too much like Fallout.
It just, yeah, it's too much like Fallout. Like, Death Stranding, Control. And for me, like, from what I've seen, Sekiro are all different enough where I think they should be considered.
Yeah, you can't, for game like, of the year. I agree with that. Like, I can't take, like, I can't play, you know, 60 hours of Sekiro and then that combat style won't translate to a Souls game.
Right.
Like, I'll just get wrecked. Like, it won't help me at all.
Yeah.
I agree with you there. Like, I think Sekiro should win. Sekiro's my game of the year. I think it's great.
I actually think Control is going to take it.
I hope so. I don't think that. I think Death Stranding is too middle of the road. I didn't play it. I've watched like gameplay. Yeah. I don't. It's not. I mean, people like it. People hate it. Like it's okay. Like
yeah.
That just tells me it's an okay game.
It's one
like,
of those games you can't recommend to someone because it's so dependent on like what you like as
yeah,
a gamer.
it's too like niche. It falls into the same kind of category as the From Software game.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's that's too much of a niche crowd to
yeah.
do anything.
Do you like delivering packages?
Now, what I think would win if it was on here is Star Wars.
Yeah, I agree.
Like Star Wars would win
Star
if they
Wars
came out a week or something
definitely
if,
win.
Fucking earlier, or if they EA sent out. Apparently, they didn't send out like. Review copies
yeah.
early enough. And I think this game would have won this year for sure
yeah.
if it was on this.
Well, this game, like Star Wars came out on the deadline day for.
Yeah,
the,
and they didn't
so
send
all
out
all the
review,
votes were already in.
They didn't send
point.
Out
yeah.
review copies, so yeah. nobody could vote for it. You know, I think it would. I would think it would like take this with flying colors.
And you know what sucks about that too is that it'll be considered for next year.
It won't win. It has no shot at next year. I don't even think it'll be on the ballot.
That's a shame because, you know, they can put out Game of the Year editions if it won this year, you know?
I mean,
there'd be so much press about it.
I don't understand EA's like marketing. Like they should have just, you know, put the review copies out sooner or
yeah.
Like I think I heard somewhere like somebody asked them about it and they're like, we hope you've played enough at this review event in quotes or whatever, you know, to consider us for Game of the Year. Like, yeah. But nobody no outlet's going to do that with only a couple hours played of the game.
Yeah.
You know,
now that makes it more surprising though, even though it wasn't in the Game Awards Game of the Year discussion, that IGN listed Control over Jedi Fallen Order. Because
that's actually true. Like that's just them.
The fact they did that makes me think that Control has a lot more pull than I originally thought it had. Because thinking about it, I haven't heard a single negative thing about Control. I've just heard people say like, "Yo, yeah, it was a good game."
Yeah.
Like I mean, you know, they Jedi might not say it's Fallen 10 out of 10, Order. But,
I hear negative shit about. Like, not the story or anything, but like the mechanics, like it's sloppy.
Right.
And it sucks because it's a Star Wars title and it's EA, so they're pushing to get it out for the movie, for other shit that's like around it, so they capitalize on that money. I guess that they value that more than winning Game of the Year.
I think so,
you know, because like you delay this game 6 months, it's a banger. Then I think if you delay this game 6 months into next year and it comes out with all those flaws fixed, then it has a shot. And next year, I don't think it wins, but it's nominated.
It's in the nominations.
I think now next year it's eligible in quotes for next year. It's not going to win. I don't think it's going to get nominated for next year.
Yeah, with that, how many games are coming out?
Yeah, I don't think it's got a shot.
I think it sucks so much for Respawn as a developer because they, you know, Titanfall was one of those games that was like, it was a gem, but it just never got like the traction that it deserved. Titanfall 2, like one of the best campaigns I've ever played, like from an FPS. But people around like the internet love that campaign. You know, I see people all the time on Reddit posts like, "Oh, I just tried Titanfall 2's campaign. Like, why wasn't this talked about more?" Like things like that. And now finally, Respawn gets an amazing IP from Star Wars, and they get reamed because EA doesn't want to send out review copies. Yeah, like, and it's just like, can they catch a break? They're such good developers. They made Apex. You know, Apex isn't even in the Game of the Year conversation, which is fine. But Fortnite was in the Game of the Year conversation last year. So why is it Apex had such an impact on the entire Battle Royale industry?
Again, like you got a remake in there.
Yeah,
like, why is that in there? Like shit like that. Like to me, I haven't played Control or Outer Worlds, so I don't know. To me, it would be or Death Stranding. I've watched a chunk of Death Stranding and I've played Sekiro and I've heard of Control. To me, those are the top three right there.
Yeah. Like I agree.
And I would have Sekiro winning. Personally, but like I said, I don't think enough people, it'll stick with enough people. And reason I don't think Death Stranding will win, because it's too middle of the road kind of deal. I think people who love Souls games love Sekiro, and if you don't love a Soul game, you're not going to play it. Death Stranding had the hype. Maybe a lot of people played it.
Yeah.
50% of them liked it, 50% of them didn't. So I think that puts it in the same way. And then I think Control is just going to eat all those votes and win. I think that's how it's going to win.
Yeah, I think it's going to be between Control and Death Stranding. But the thing that Death Stranding has above all the others is that it has Kojima behind it.
Yeah.
Like none of the other developers have that
who are sort fans of person.
Right.
Metal Gear.
And just people get blinded by the fact that it's Kojima and they're going to love it no matter what.
Right.
So like that's what I'm sort of afraid of. Like, and again, I also haven't played Death Stranding, so like it could be, I could love that game and not know it. But just from like what I've heard from other people, like I hope Control wins just because they might not rate it 10 out of 10, but it's been a game that's had such positive feedback.
It's such a weird Game Awards after the last 2 years. Because you had like last 2 years, you've had clear-cut top twos or top threes. Yeah. Like last year it was Spider-Man, God of War, and Red Dead, right? Yeah. Like you knew it was going to be one of those. One of those was going to be one. And the year before that, it was Horizon, Zelda, and Mario. Like you knew it was going to be one of those three.
Right. And the year before that was The Witcher. Yeah. Which everyone knew was going to win.
Yeah.
And I also want to point out, like, the fact, like, winning, even though there's Game of the Year awards from, like, all these different outlets and stuff. Like,
I mean, getting, you have the DICE awards after the new year. Like, that's when they do. I mean, Star Wars might win that one.
Yeah.
But
who knows? But, like, winning, like, the Game Awards Game of the Year can have a serious, like, financial impact because The Witcher 3 won that. And think of, like, you know, the Game of the Year Witcher 3 edition came out. Think of, like, all the the Witcher 3 was, like, 50% off for, like, a ton of different sales for, like, through Steam and all that stuff.
Yeah, people buy it.
Think of how many fucking people bought that. Like, how many people because it won Game of the Year.
On the fence of buying it.
Yeah, you bought it, didn't you?
I did buy it. Yeah. I didn't play it as much as I would like.
I've been thinking about buying it too, literally because like I'm like, if this thing won Game of the Year, it's got to be pretty damn good.
I want to buy Star Wars before I buy anything else. Yeah. I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, so get it. Boiling it down, what game do you want to win Game of the Year?
I want or
do you
think?
Do you what game do you want to win? What game do you think will win?
I want Sekiro to win. What game do you think Control will win?
Okay. I want Tetris 99 to win. It's not nominated though, unfortunately. Now, let's see. I want Sekiro to win as well because I love Souls games. I've never played it.
You have the option.
I know, but I love Souls games and like.
Yeah.
It'd be great if it won. I think it's definitely an underdog. I think Death Stranding's gonna win. I don't want it to win.
I think it's gonna win. On it for it to win.
It's just Kojima.
IGN's Game of the Year being Control,
right?
Kind of makes me think that Control is more well received than we think it is.
That's true, but again, like IGN's Game of the Year, maybe IGN didn't like Death Stranding as much, but maybe all the other people did. Like, I don't know. I just think like Death Stranding is the game in that list that had the most hype around it, and I feel like it didn't. Like, it's not like it didn't deliver. That's a funny pun though, actually. But I also feel like it has a pretty strong chance to also. It's between Control and Death Stranding, but I just think Death Stranding is gonna win.
I mean, I won't be surprised if it wins.
Yeah, like, I won't be surprised if either.
I don't think it should win. I think Sekiro should win.
Okay.
I think it's the most well polished out of everything. It's innovative kind of for the Souls like game.
Yeah. No, definitely.
But
definitely.
I just think it's too niche.
Yeah.
To win.
It's great that it's nominated though.
Oh yeah, like, no, it's great. I love the game. Like it's up there with games I think about when I'm not playing games.
Yep.
Like, and just thinking about combat and the feel. I mean, you know from Souls games, the feeling you get when you finally beat that fucking boss.
The best fucking feeling in the world, man. Dude, so good.
Yeah. So I mean, I recommend it. I think you should play it. I think anybody who likes Souls games should play it.
Yeah.
It's definitely a learning curve though, from what I've experienced and seen. Like, you have to teach yourself to parry, or you're gonna get fucked.
See, what I really want, and like Monster Hunter and like Dauntless haven't really delivered on that, but it's like a co-op. Like, you can do co-op in like Bloodborne and like the other Souls games, but it's not like really co-op though. It's like you can just call people in when you're fighting the boss.
You just
want
to run the whole game with another person.
Right. Yeah. Like, it'd be great to sort of have like classes set up in like a soul style where like, you know, like we support each other while trying to beat a specific boss, and maybe we have to switch classes.
Like, I'd be down for that.
Yeah, but like, I want it to be like Dauntless, like, wasn't really like that hard. Like when you party up with people, and like Monster Hunter, it's just too many mechanics. It's too like it's it's too Japanese. Like like Japanese games like incorporating all these
from
mechanics.
From Software games are super Japanese.
But they're not like heavy mechanic wise, like as far as like in Monster Hunter, you're like jumping on the fucking thing and you like got all these button combos and stuff. Like I feel like it's like too in depth for like what I want.
Uh-huh.
But quick question before we end the podcast here, because we're coming up on an hour.
Uh-huh.
From what we know about 2020,
yeah,
what game do you want to win, and what game do you think will win Game of the Year? From what we know is coming out so far.
From what I know of like what people have played of the games coming out, I think it's going to be between The Last of Us 2 and Cyberpunk.
Okay.
And I think The Last of Us 2 is going to win.
What game do you want to win?
Last of Us 2.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. That's water. I did just think The Last of Us 2 is going to win. That's the game I most care about going forward. You know, unless the fucking... And like, God of War 2 is not going to come out next year. Spider-Man 2 is not going to come out next
Horizon
year.
Horizon 2.
I won't be shocked if Horizon 2 is a...
New BioShock.
That's not going to be next year. I know. I won't be shocked if Horizon 2 is a launch title for the PS5. And if it's a launch title, I might get a PS5 only because I know... Like if they announce God of War 2 and shit, and they say Horizon 2 is a launch title, I might just get it.
Oh, if they announce God of War 2, I'm buying a PS5.
Yeah. And I'll play Horizon 2. Like, that'll be the game I would play.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be like
God,
the reason...
God of War 2 is going to happen. It's going to come.
Yeah, that'd be like the reason I bought an Xbox One.
Like,
was
like
honestly, we're making Gears 4.
Like, I don't...
I'm getting an Xbox
we're,
One.
We're already at an hour, so I'm not going to get into it, but I'm just going to say this. I'm not planning on getting the next Xbox. If everything's going to be a PC, I'm not planning on getting
Same here.
A PS5 I'll get.
Yeah.
You know, for all these other sequel
Which,
games.
By the way, totally sucks that, like... Sony isn't doing like a
or is
Game
it what
Pass
Microsoft
sort of
wants?
Thing.
Like
I don't know, but I know you know like God of War is on PS Now, which you can play on PC now.
Yeah,
but... so it's like maybe for PS5 they'll. I mean, they probably won't because they have such a pull now. But maybe PS5 they'll be like, hey, by the way, PS Now, all the Sony exclusives also come out PS Now at the same time. Then it's
maybe
like,
I won't have to buy anything.
I know. Yeah, that'd be great. But I don't think that's going to happen because they know people are going to buy PS5. For me, Game of the Year, I think it'll also be between Cyberpunk and The Last of Us Part 2, as well as Animal Crossing, obviously. Nah. No, but I think actually Doom will probably be in the in the nominations as well. Because everyone that's played it so far fucking loved it. People love The Last Doom. I totally think it's going to be nominated.
Got delayed, right? It was supposed to be out by now.
Yeah, it got delayed.
It was supposed to be a Stadia launch title.
And then it came out...
Stadia's not performing well, by
the
way.
Yeah, yeah. But I think... I want Last of Us 2 to win. I think Cyberpunk will win.
Really?
If from what I've heard from Cyberpunk, you know, kind of funny they played it and stuff. Like
that's where I got my stuff, and he said that like Last of Us 2 won't be beat.
Yeah, but the problem with that is I think that The Last of Us. I don't know enough about The Last of Us. Like, I don't know enough about it either, to be honest. Yeah. But there's already a first Last of Us. Right, so
you think Cyberpunk's going to be more fresh?
If Cyberpunk does enough different things, like what can The Last of Us Part 2 do? So much, like they have to stick to something, right? I'm just saying they have to stick to a specific thing. Cyberpunk can do whatever the fuck they want.
Yeah,
like and it's the developers of The Witcher 3 that won Game of the Year.
Yeah,
so it's
like I get your points.
What else do they? I mean, Naughty Dog is fantastic.
It's
going
to
be between those two.
It's hard to do this without.
Like, knowing anything.
Doing anything.
I know.
Like, it's not... Like, I mean, at least we've seen Death Stranding gameplay. Right. Like, I haven't even seen... Outside of the trailers, like...
Yeah, and obviously my opinion might change, but I'm just making a bold prediction. Cyberpunk's going to take it home.
All right.
I want The Last of Us Part 2 to win, though, because I love the first game so much. But...
I see.
And I'm playing that launch day. hands fucking down. I might take off from work to play the fuck out of that game. See. Dude.
I mean, I called out today, so.
Yeah. Dude, do you remember? I know we're over time, but remember the reason we got The Last of Us? Like, we got it in, it came out in June, which means there were no other games really coming out.
I didn't buy it for PS3. I already had my PS3. Like, we bought it late in the cycle.
Yeah.
Like, I already had it.
Yeah.
By then.
And we were like, I remember seeing the trailer.
We bought them for The Last of Us, right? Like, that was why we bought the PS3?
I think so.
We got Infamous 2. And like,
I played Killzone.
Killzone, and I played the Sly Cooper-like stuff.
Yeah. But I remember, like, seeing The Last of Us, and, like, I remember us talking about it, and, like, oh, this game, like, looks cool. But, like, I never thought it would have, like, the impact that it had.
I mean, I was playing it, and my mom came in, and when she's like, what movie is this?
Yeah.
I'm like, this is a game.
My dad said the same thing. I don't know if it was for The Last of Us, but he said the same thing before, which is just insane. But, like, that, I never, like, I don't know, we bought that game. It was kind of like, it was like the same experience when we bought the first Wolfenstein, The New Order or whatever. We were like, there was nothing else to play. And we're like, look, we'll just buy this. I think we bought it on Xbox. And like,
I played the first Wolfenstein on Xbox. I traded it in. I regret getting it.
But we were like, it blew us away. Yeah. We were like, yo, this game is fucking awesome. And I mean, obviously The Last of Us has had a bigger impact. Mm-hmm. By the way, we never played that co-op Wolfenstein. I heard it didn't get good reviews, which sucks.
Yeah, I never played it.
Yeah,
I was way for three.
Yeah, but Wolfenstein 2 was great though.
Yeah,
short but great.
Yeah.
But anyway, so those are our bold predictions for 2020.
Bold predictions.
You know, Cyberpunk might take it home. Last of Us Part 2, but who knows? Animal Crossing is the sleeper that'll take it all home. No, I don't think we shall see. I don't think a Nintendo game will take it home. Until the next Zelda. If I'm being perfectly honest, Zelda is the only game that I think can really take it home for Nintendo.
Well, I mean, Mario Odyssey was in that too.
Yeah, but that wasn't going to win.
Yeah, because Zelda was there. I think it would have won if Zelda wasn't there.
Not true.
You think Horizon would have beat it?
Yeah.
All right. I got a piece. So let's hurry.
Okay. All right. So thank you guys for listening. We really do appreciate it. If you want to follow us on Twitch, twitch.tv/nookshots. Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/nookshots. And if you want to follow me, I'm at The Real Spoons on Twitter, at Bags Gaming on Twitter, sitting right across from me. And yeah, thank you guys for listening. We really do appreciate it. And I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Peace out.